Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to our weekly podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Joy Lewis, and we are here to celebrate and honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King with a special podcast based on some music from that era, that time, to make you think about and reflect on how good God's been to you. It's because of what he had done, and the people that followed him has allowed us to work where we work, to live where we want to live, to go to places we want to go, because I know and you know, based on our past experience, based on our past history, it was places and things that we couldn't do. Right here in this great city of ours, Dallas, Texas, we have a water fountain that's still set up that says for white people only. You know, can you imagine that? Everything that you could do, you could just take trips and you could go any place, you could eat anything, but there was a time when you couldn't go anywhere. There was a time that you had to take the seat in the back. There was a time when you was looked over, you was abused, and you was misunderstood. But because of what Dr. MLK did, along with other men and women that stood up and spoke up and stepped up, allow you and I to do what we can do today. I want you to sit back and think about this day here, a day that has been set aside for the nation, for this great country of ours to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, we celebrate him nationally on January the 16th. It's the day to set aside. But on this here particular day and this time here, we want to think about the thing that he had done for us, and that we could be a day of service, that we can raise the awareness of what's going on and mobilize communities and families and nations to be concerned about other people's plight, and for individuals to just look back and say, I thank God for what he had done and what the men and women had done with him to allow me to do what I can do. I want you to be involved in some things. You know me, if you've been listening to this program any length of time, I love volunteering. I love getting out. And we're going to go out this morning and we're going to do what we always done is serve our brothers and sisters that's less fortunate, that's living on the street. But yet, it was because of what someone done for me long ago, or even before I was born, that made it to give me an opportunity to give back. I'm talking about Jesus, and Jesus said, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you comfortless. And, you know, and sometimes he sent men in our life and women to help spark and ignite that energy and that desire and that passion in each and every one of us. So without any further delay, we're going to honor you. And we're going to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King with some music from Sirius Radio, And the title of this is Soul of the Struggle. We'll celebrate Martin Luther King in musical selections that's going to bring back your remembrance and good testimonies. Kick back, enjoy this episode of Free on the Inside Ministry. Thank you.
playlist is my playlist in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. I call it Soul of the Struggle. I'm Nick Carter, and the Civil Rights Movement was born out of the unequal treatment that blacks received in this country through use of the so-called Jim Crow laws, particularly in the South, where we were not allowed to use the same restrooms or drink from the same water fountains as our white brothers and sisters. There were separate entrances for whites only and for coloreds, along with entirely separate sections of establishments, or we just weren't allowed to enter those certain establishments at all. Because of these borderline unlivable conditions, many blacks migrated to the North, while so-called freedom riders, mostly Northern college kids, took buses to the Deep South to aid Dr. King and others in the movement, fighting for the rights for blacks to vote, among other things. This is a song about that migration by blacks away from the South up North from a legend. His name is Louisiana Red, and my mother had this album, God rest her soul. She would blast this in the house. The album is called The Lowdown Back Porch Blues. See, that's the real blues. This ain't no, I forgot my Wi-Fi password blues, or they only have soy milk and I want almond milk blues. This is the real blues. Louisiana Red. It's called Ride On, Ride on volume.
Left my home in Vicksburg, started traveling north, made it to New Orleans where the buses taking off. Stevenson Committee, giving way to fair. Don't like this South boy, just going away from here. Ride on, who's that red ride on? Ride on, to your freedom. Make the northern state yours. And we rode in the street where we were supposed to eat. And when I got my sandwich, I had to eat it on the street. Ride on, who's that a red ride on? Ride on to your freedom. Make the northern state yours. We're rolling to Little Rock, that made another state, where to the whole U.S. Army, make God school in a grade. Ride on, ride on, ride on to your freedom, make the North in New York, and I'm doing fine, having me a ball for the Mason-Dixie line. Ride on, who's that red ride on? Ride on to your freedom, make the North say yours. Yes, my home, I ain't going down there no more.
Enjoy. Nick Carter here with my playlist in honor of Martin Luther King. You can't talk about MLK without talking about Soul Brother Number One. Yes, Soul Brother Number One preached self-reliance, and man, he meant it. Hell, he had his own Learjet in 1968, and according to Bootsy Collins, it cost Mr. Brown $275,000 a month for gas. So he ruffled a few feathers in the community when, because of his belief in self-reliance and not asking for anyone's help, which he regarded as a handout, James Brown endorsed Richard Nixon for president in 1972. But he did his part when MLK was killed. If you haven't seen the documentary, The Night James Brown Saved Boston, you gotta. Martin Luther King said, a riot is the language of the unheard. And when he was murdered, cities around the country went up in flames out of the sheer anguish and helplessness of the black community. James Brown played a show at the Boston Garden, which was televised on public television station WGBH Channel 2 in Boston for free. It kept people off the streets, at home, and watching. And that was the night James Brown saved Boston. This is Soul Brother Number One, the hardest working man in show business, James Brown, preaching his gospel of self-reliance. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. I'll get it myself on volume.
George, that's a short lecture that we had, just a little throwback, just thinking about the music that went along with that era that James Brown put it so plain. Say, hey, I don't want nobody to give me, and I want to get it from them. That's what education comes about. That's what knowledge comes about. It allows you to do the things you do. You know, there's a saying that said that you teach a man how to fish, and he'll be able to fish and feed himself for a lifetime. And you teach a young man a skill and trade and the value of being successful. He could be successful in his own lifetime, pass on as a legacy to his family. Today is a great day to just think back how good God has been to us, and that Martin Luther King and the men and women that associated with him, how they made a difference. You know, when I was a lot younger, when we were being tossed to and fro with the consciousness of the country, and they had a ride here in my town here in Dallas, Texas, and I was downtown. I was catching a bus, and I was leaving from one job and trying to go home, and I was downtown and changing buses, and they had a ride downtown because of the protest, and I don't know what exactly they were protesting for, but I think it was about social injustice. I think it was about a way of lifestyle. I think it was about us having the rights and freedom that's been given to us as a human being and as a nation, and I was caught up in a ride, and I seen that, and I seen the chaos and the confusion that go along with it. I see how the police and the officials were pushing everybody in one direction, and if you didn't make it, if you didn't go the way they wanted to, they would actually hit you with a billing club, or they'll push you or whatever it may be to get you to go in that direction there. And so can you imagine living in a time like that today? We live here today. In spite of everything, Black life do matter today. I don't care what you say. You think about they talk about woke, you know, being woke. You know what? We have the nation. And as a Black culture, we've been woke a long time. We've been woke by success of the social injustice. We've been woke about our education and opportunities that are like it. We've been woke about a number of things there. But yet, some people want to put you to sleep. Some people want you to think, hey, you know, it's just a dream. You think you're going to live like this? You think you're going to be like this? You think you're going to have a right to make decisions? Come on, boy. You sleeping. You dreaming. Yeah, but we're woke. You know, but we'll walk on the good things, on the noble things, on the just things concerning the country and our well-being. I'm going to play another archive section here. I've got someone texted me, said that the sound didn't come out quite right. I am so sorry about that, but my heart is in the right place. But we're going to do something else here concerning Black history, because Black history is your history. Remember that now. And then we're going to play our archives from our previous shows, and we pray that you enjoy it. Kick back, relax, You're listening to another great episode of Free on the Inside Ministry.
Major impact on our everyday lives. From agriculture to medicine, from science to technology, African American men and women have left their mark in American and world history. Let's take a look at some of the black inventors, both past and present, who have left an indelible mark on the world in which we live. Song Black Man, the Motown marvel sings of Benjamin Banneker. First clock to be made in America was created by a black man. Though the song is a fitting salute to a great inventor and African Americans in general, it only touches on the genius of Benjamin Banneker and the many hats he wore as a farmer, mathematician, astronomer, author, and land surveyor. But it was his clock invention that really propelled the reputation of Benjamin Banneker. Sometime in the early 1750s, Benjamin borrowed a pocket watch from a wealthy acquaintance, took the watch apart, and studied its components. After returning the watch, he created a fully functioning clock entirely out of carved wooden pieces, all at the young age of 21. The clock was amazingly precise and would keep on ticking for decades. As a result of the attention his self-made clock received, Banneker was able to start up his own watch and clock repair business. Time a person crunches into a potato chip, he or she is enjoying the delicious taste of one of the world's most famous snacks, a treat that might not exist without the contribution of black inventor George Crumb. Crumb, the son of an African-American father and a Native American mother, was working as a chef in the summer of 1853 when he accidentally invented the chip. It all began when a patron who ordered a plate of French fried potatoes sent them back to Crumb's kitchen because he felt they were too thick and soft. To teach the picky patron a lesson, Crumb sliced a new batch of potatoes as thin as he possibly could and then fried them until they were hard and crunchy. Finally, to top them off, he added a generous heaping of salt. But to Crumb's surprise, the dish ended up being a hit with the patron and a new snack was born. Years later, Crumb opened his own restaurant that had a basket of potato chips on every table. Though Crumb never attempted to patent his invention, the snack was eventually mass-produced and sold in bags, providing thousands of jobs nationwide. Generally, when people think of famous African-American inventors, one of the first names that comes to mind is George Washington Carver. Perhaps most famously, Carver discovered over 300 different uses for peanuts, including making cooking oil, axle grease, and printer's ink. Despite the positive impact George Washington Carver's inventions had on the South, the inventor never sought out glory. Instead, he continued to invent, discover, and teach in order to make the world a better place. Inscribed on his tombstone is the epitaph, "He could have added fortune to fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world." Many of the world's famous inventors only produced one major invention that garnered recognition and cemented their prominent status. But Garrett Augustus Morgan, one of the country's most successful African-American inventors, actually created two major inventions, the gas mask and the traffic signal.
Oh, great. That was a list of black inventors. There's something that I'm just doing that as a throwback, just to know that we have value. I know you do, but that, you know what? With the AIDS epidemic and the viruses, you know, we have black men and women scientists that's involved in those things also. So don't ever disqualify. our potential, your potential, your child potential, or your grandchild potential to make a difference, you know. And we're going to go on with that. We only got a few minutes. We're not going to be here very long, but we do want to share some more things concerning Black history, because Black history, again, is your history.
30, if you could win one of more than 17,000 prizes in the O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card giveaway powered by Valvoline. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, pick up a game card, and follow the entry instructions to see if you're one of 500 lucky gift card winners each day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
Word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up, yeah, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Now
good morning, my name is Gray Bun, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Digga Joy Lewis.
Good morning, welcome to our weekly internet broadcast. I am your host, and stated by little young Gregory Bunton, and you are listening to Free on the Inside. Oh, I am so glad to be with you this morning. We have a guest on the line, two great guests on the line, and I'm excited about what God is doing in their life. And, you know, as you listen to this show, we want you to be encouraged, we want you to be informed, and we want you to be challenged to do, be all you could be in Christ Jesus. You know, this ministry is geared up towards our young men and women and our adults that's incarcerated, that feel like they locked out but not left out. And we bring people onto this show, men and women, to share what God is doing in their lives. And right now we're going to bring on a young man on our show here, Fred Hallett. He's going to share with you what thus says the Lord regarding our juvenile ministry. Good morning. Are you on air?
Hey, good morning, Reverend Lewis. How you doing today? So happy to be a part of your listening audience and to share just what's going on, all the great things that God is doing amongst our kids and the young people that we don't give up on. And the ones that we give up on, there is no hope. But the ones that we will reach back to always have hope, because there's somebody there to help carry them along. And just really excited just about the work that you and I have an opportunity to do together at the Dallas County Juvenile Department through the A-Team Ministry. And, you know, by way of introduction of myself, I've been involved with youth ministry through Straight Ahead Ministries since 1994. Straight Ahead Ministries is an organization that's actually worldwide now, and we're impacting about 15 states directly here with operating entities that are up and running, and just really excited about what God's doing. I've seen some wonderful things, some great miracles come through, but probably the greatest miracle that I've ever witnessed in the prison reentry ministry is on the line with us as well, who will be joining us, Sean Griggs, Sr., from Atlanta, was one of my clients way back in 1991, and I was blessed to have a first front row seat to a miracle that God did, clearly that neither he nor I really knew how it was going to work out, but he went in trusting God and came out after saving some lives, and here we sit today 20 years later for him to share with your audience, and I think it will be a complete blessing to let him just share on something that we're working on. I'm just releasing a DVD called Back to the Block that covers, you know, the real miracle for prison ministry is not the transformation that happens, just the transformation that happens while you're inside. The real miracle is when you come home and you're still free 10, 15, 20 years after your last visit. So the miracle, I believe, prison ministry, for all your listeners, is this. Not that you got in trouble, not that you served time, but that you got out and that was the last time you ever went in. And I'll throw it over to you and Sean, just to let Sean share on what's on his heart regarding how you stay out, because I think that's really what's important.
All right. Well, don't hang up on it, though, because we want to come back to you, but we will be with you shortly. Is that okay?
No problem. I'll be here.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air. Sean.
Yes. How you doing, brother?
Look, great. God bless you. I thank you so much for coming on to our show. Sean, will you introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what God has been doing in your life?
Yes, my name is Sean L. Griggs, Sr., and I am a blessed child of God. God worked a miracle in my life. I went in trusting God with 18 years and 9 months. And out of that 18 years and 9 months, I only served 5 and a half because I went in trusting God for a miracle to change my life. And ever since then, I've been walking with God and everything and doing the right thing, and I'm an armor bearer at a church right today ever since I've been home. I haven't had a traffic ticket or anything since then. And it's just been a wonderful journey, you know, to be able to trust God. And that's what you have to be able to do, trust God when you can't see him or feel him.
Hey, man, that is a powerful thing. Sean, right now we have a Fred on the line, and we're going to talk to him just briefly. You hold on, because I realize that Fred is on the road, so we want to just get as much information out of him. But we want to come back, and we want you to continue to share what God is doing in your life.
I sure will, brother.
Brother Fred, you still there?
I absolutely am here.
Great. I tell you what, then we realize that you're on the road, but we want to make this as brief and as swift as possible because we want you to have a safe journey. Now, Fred, will you give us some information on how to get involved in the ministry in which God had laid at your hands regarding the juvenile ministry?
Yes, certainly. If your listeners will go to youthvillagedallas.org, and that's youthvillagedallas, all spelled out, .org, you can make contact with me there. You can learn about the work that we're doing at Dallas County Juvenile Department's Youth Village and Medline Treatment Center. And, you know, we're working on developing a mentorship program with the Dallas County and Big Brothers Big Sisters that is going to be specifically designed for our population of young people. Typically, they don't work the other way around. So we're going to make it work. So that's the Dallas Youth Village, Dallas.org, and I'll hang out with you as long as my signal's good. So take your time. Don't feel rushed.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, I'll tell you what, now, is there criteria it takes to be involved in the ministry? Sometimes people say, I don't have enough and I don't know what to do. I have a desire, but I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm gifted enough to do this.
Great question. You don't seem to be a
Hey, you still there, Fred? Our signal is dropping out on us here, listening audience. But we pray that Fred's going to get back. We're going to switch over to Sean, and we're going to ask Fred to give us a call back, and we're going to follow up on that. Amen.
Yeah, I'm still
morning, here. Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir. I'm still here, brother.
Yes, sir. Fred dropped out on us. Hopefully he'll give us a call back. Now, Sean, will you share with our audience what God is doing in your life and how we can be involved in doing the work of the ministry? Because the word.
We're going to stop right here at that interview that was as part of our archive section. So please take time to go back. That's under Black History. And again, we're talking to Fred and one of his mentees that helped him, and they helped each other. And so we were talking about the juvenile ministry, which is dear to my heart. I hadn't been able to go into juvenile ministry since the COVID epidemic had broke out, but I still have a heart in the past. I still reach out to those selected officials and officers down there and see when can we go back in. I'm looking forward to it. I got a communication the other day that they was starting up training again, but I can't go today. So I'm able to go out at a different time. But I want you to be mindful of what we're just done today. I want to close out with some more selection here. And I hate that it's not playing, right? So
our drugs and our other things and our cars, but we never gave God a try. So
please forgive me on those things. They're talking to my head, not my heart. as we get ready to get on out of here, we're going to play another selection from Soul for the Struggle, as we honor Martin Luther King. These sisters from Ceres FM Radio. So we thank God for them lives.
Those around him as well that pertain to the Civil Rights Movement and African Americans. Now, what's most compelling to me about this is that when Sam heard Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, Sam was so inspired and frankly shocked that such a poignant song about racism could be written by somebody who wasn't black. And Sam was also apparently ashamed that he hadn't written something about the issue himself. So to a large degree, Bob Dylan deserves some props for helping Sam Cooke make his mark on history. Stop what you're doing and just take it in. Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come on Volume.
We're going to go ahead and end this podcast on that song. It's been a long time coming, but there's a change coming. I want you to hold fast. I want you to hang on in there. I want you to know God isn't through any of us yet. We want to thank God for what he's done in the past. We want to thank God what he's doing right now and what he's going to do in the future concerning black life. Because black life do matter. Your life matters. There's a legacy that's been, that allows you to be here today. You know, just think about all the things that went through, washing other people's clothes, putting other people's house, and bringing home us toys that other people didn't know because of the climate. But yet, it allowed you to go to school. Now you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an attorney, you're a judge. You the CEO of a Fortune 500 organization because of what they done. Our daddy, granddad, they was waiters and they were butlers and they were chauffeurs. Allowed you to be able to engineer and manufacture cars and how you're sitting on the board of directors. There's a change coming in your life. There's a change coming. There's a change coming. We're going to get on out of here, but I want you to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King in your own way, which is be the right way of giving back, making a difference in the life of young and old and anyone that comes within your fear. Anyone that comes around you, they can know that there's a change coming because the change is embedded in you. Enjoy the balance of your day and go out and make a difference in the life of someone. Grace and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, dear Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for another day. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for us being able to honor Martin Luther King. The nation has set aside a day, the Lord, for remembrance, dear Lord. Not a day of barbecuing, a day of drinking, and a day of partying. Lord, a day of just remembering, dear Lord. The struggle, dear Lord. The struggle is real. Let us be a participant in the struggle so our kids and grandkids don't have to fight so hard, but they need to fight. They need to fight. They need to keep this legacy going on, dear Lord, forever and a day. Dear Lord, thank you, dear Lord. We pray for all those that listen to us this morning. We pray that they'll be blessed by what we've done today, dear Lord. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.